Meditation is a popular word. Every street corner, there's a meditation class. Closing the eyes is not meditation. Relaxation is not meditation. Meditation is, in Sanskrit, it is called as dhyana. Dhyana means sustained thinking about the same thing, it's called as dhyana. In Hindi, talk about, they say, dhyan se suniye, pay attention. Paying attention to the same thought again, over and over again, is called as meditation. In our other endeavors, whatever we do, we go into that state, like every night we go into sleep. We go into sleep, we get up in the next morning as the same person. No transformation has happened. I have not changed. I have been sleeping for ages, but still, I get relaxed, but there is no inner transformation. Dhyana or meditation is a process. You go into the state of dhyana and you come out wiser. Every meditation process, you come out wiser. Dhyana means to enrich your personality. Inner transformation happens. The meditator able to think beyond day-to-day living. Day-to-day living, day-to-day chores, everyone does. But meditator, able to manage the mind better, can see ahead of the life's game, can think far ahead. Meditation is a must for a leader. Leader is the one who can see ahead of the game. The foot soldiers only sees what is in front of their life. They can see the battle in front of their life. Whereas a leader sees ahead of the day-to-day battle. So, meditation is a must for every householder. The leader of the house, husband or father or mother, got to be a leader so that they can see ahead. For the children, they can guide the children ahead. Children are so busy, like foot soldiers. They are busy. The parents must be able to see ahead. A leader must be there at home. Leader must be there in a community. Leader must be there in an organization. Leader must be there in a country so that the leader can see ahead of the day-to-day problem country is facing. A leader is the one, he can or she can plan ahead 20 years from now, 30 years from now, where the country should be heading. If the prime minister or president is busy only with fighting the day-to-day problems, country cannot, that person cannot be called as a leader. And world is in a need of the leaders across, so that living on this planet becomes sustainable. If everyone is thinking about how to maximize the revenue, this earth, living on the earth, won't be sustainable. To make the living on the earth sustainable, we need leaders. The dhyana, meditation, helps you to think ahead of the game so that you can plan for the generation. You can think for the generation, not just for your immediate survival. Everyone, even a multimillionaire, he or she says, I am surviving. I am surviving for a food on the table. Even millionaires, they are talking about, I am so scared, I am surviving for food on the table. It is not the leader talking. Leader can think ahead of the beyond the plate of food, immediate meal. Leader can think meditation enables. To have the meditation to dawn, we need to manage the time better. Dhyana, meditation requires time management. Time management comes with the by imbibing the principles of Yama and Niyama in our life. Yama teaches principles of Yama in Ashtanga Yoga, 8-leveled yoga. The Yama talks about how to deal with outside issues. We have, everyone confronts two issues. One is outside issues, one is internal issue. Yama is talking about how to fight the battle resulting from outside issues. Niyamas are talking about how to fight with the issues resulting from within. Everything is quiet, but inside I have anxiety, depression, I can't concentrate, I'm agitated, disturbed. Inside conflict, I don't know how to manage with that one. Yama and Niyama teaches us how to come in harmony with the issues resulting from outside world as well as inside. When I learn to deal with outside world and inside world, my posture becomes relaxed. Asana means asa, you become. You become comfortable. I can't sit properly because I am dealing with so many issues from outside, so dealing with so many issues inside. When I learn to deal with outside and inside conflicts, then my posture becomes relaxed. My posture becomes firm and relaxed. If you can't do the asana properly, then one of the reasons is you haven't dealt with learned the way to deal with the issues outside and inside. Asana happens naturally. Then when asana happens, when I learn to sit, then my mind becomes also calm and serene. My pranayama becomes slow and smooth. When I have a goal, higher things in my life, when I have a think ahead of the game, I start withdrawing from unnecessary things from my life. My life is filled with time wasters. So many time wasters are there in my life. When I have set my goal on higher things, I slowly withdraw from time wasters from my life. They are not needed for my life. They are not essential. So that withdrawal part is called as pratyahara. Withdraw from non-essentials, time wasters from your life. If you are not able to withdraw, you can't think ahead. Your time is wasted. Withdrawal part is called as pratyahara. When I have withdrawn by itself is not enough. Withdrawn, a depressed person is withdrawn. It is not depression what meditation is talking about. When you withdraw, you connect to higher things in your life. Connect to essential things in your life. Withdraw from non-essential, now connect to the essential, that is called as dharana. Dharana is nothing but connecting to the essential things in our lives. What are essential? Where I have to invest my time? That is called as dharana. The sustained dharana to hold that dharana. Focus. You need hold that one, you need japa. Japa means, the japa has two letters, ja and pa. Ja means again jayate. Ja means jayate, pa means prajna. Helps in, japa helps in illumining the mind. Your intellect becomes illumined. Japa, Patanjali talks about japa, tad japa, tad artha bhavanam. Japa, you have to do the japa with the understanding of inner meaning, contemplate on that one, impregnated with the deep meaning, what I said in the beginning, deep meaning, contemplate, it's a positive reinforcement again and again. Athlete wants to win the Olympics, always the key thing required for an athlete to win the Olympics, positive reinformation, I will win, I will win, I will win. Positive reinforcement, it's a japa. I will make it, I will win. The repeating again and again on the goal of your life, slowly dharana elevates to the dhyana. Your mindset is changed. Your mental framework is changed. Your how you think is changed. If my japa is on the ordinary things, trivial things, my japa is only where should I go for my afternoon lunch. We have half an hour, we saved, started yoga half an hour now. I have extra half an hour, where should I go for a coffee? If my japa is only that one, yes, I realize my japa. That realization, it is not called as what Ashtanga Yoga is talking about. If the thinking is ordinary, realization is also ordinary. You become ordinary in your life. The leader doesn't want to become ordinary. Leader sees far ahead. Japa is on the highest possibility. Highest possibility, thinking about that one. The dhyana is leading to the next one is called a samadhi. Samadhi, sama means coming, realizing what you set out. What you set out, realizing that one is called a samadhi. Samadhi, what you set out, realizing is called a samadhi. In Upanishad talks about when a soul, baby is there in the stomach, mother's stomach, it has a vision. It has a vision. I want to realize, I don't want to squander this life. I want to achieve the greatest possible. I do such a thing, I don't want to come back into this dark chamber again. But when we come out, this maya covers and we forget. We forget that what you were thinking when you are in a mother's womb, realizing that one is called a samadhi. Have you realized? You thought about that one, you were in like a prison, in mother's stomach, dark chamber, and you are desperately wanted to get out. You are praying to the God, one more life chance. You won't squander this one. Realizing that one is called a samadhi. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about Tasma Sarveshu Kaleshu Ma Manusmara Yudhyacha. He talks about always think the highest possible in your life. Never let your mind get compromised on the second best. Always think the positive, highest possible. Ma Manusmara, think of me as the highest and fight the battle of your life. Whatever mode is your life, maybe a house cleaner, householder, or a painter, carpenter, engineer, software person, doctor, company CEO, whatever is your mode of your outer living. But Sri Krishna says, for inside, always think the highest and fight the battle of your life. The meditator who meditates this way, around that person, victory, prosperity, glory, and the good policy and the firm policy is guaranteed. Around that person, there is always abundance. there is no, that person, a meditator, cannot be impoverished in life. Because meditator is always contemplating on the highest possible. One who is thinking always on the highest possible cannot be leading a impoverished life. That person is an enriched person leading a life in abundance, prosperity and glory, victory, happiness. Meditate, we must, to realize this one, what Shastras are talking about.